everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the Merry-Go-Round Podcast. My name is Mary Brasha, and I'm your host. This podcast is powered by Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball. Welcome back to the show, Maggie. How are you doing this morning?
Thanks for having me again. I'm honored to be a guest on the Merry-Go-Round Podcast.
Yes, you are back, and you are also balancing a lot of pickleball and your second semester of junior year. How has that been for you?
It has been good. I currently have a break for a couple weeks, which is nice, but my schoolwork is also ramping up, so it's definitely a balance, but I like going to school also. I think it is a good distraction from pickleball sometimes because we're so into the pickleball world that it's nice to have a world outside of pickleball.
Oh, for sure. And some of you may have seen Maggie's video on her Instagram, a day in the life of her as a student and pro pickleball player, so you definitely should check that out. Maggie, last thing about school, are there any big projects you're working on right now?
Yes, I just finished a big project, actually, about artificial intelligence. I had to write a 25-page paper about it, and I have a presentation coming up in a couple of weeks, so that has been keeping me busy as well.
Wow, that sounds like a big project. Well, wishing you the best of luck on that and your presentation, and I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Thank you.
So we just had a very busy month in Arizona, lots of tournaments out in the desert, but it was a lot of fun. So I wanted to talk to the viewers a little bit about our family experience in Arizona. Maggie, tell the people a little bit about what a road trip to a tournament with the Brasha family is like.
A lot of EDM. We love John Summit. John Summit is our favorite, and we are still trying to get him to come to a PPA.
Yes,
and DJ, because that would be awesome. That would be our celebrity guest request for the PPA to bring John Summit. But yeah, a lot of music, and we are always with our dad, Vinny. So that's always a blast when he's there.
Yes, it's always a fun time. And also in Arizona, we got to stay with our friends, the Evans family. I've talked about them before, but they have such great energy, and it's always fun to stay with them and kind of debrief over the tournament days and have breakfast with them too. And one thing that our friend Dana had was she had her friend's toy leprechaun, like a plush leprechaun, sitting in the kitchen. And every morning Dana would come up to us and be like, you have to touch the leprechaun's foot in order to play well. You had to, you know, touch it for good luck. And so I have to say though, every day that we touched the leprechaun's foot, I feel like we had success, right, Maggie?
Right. Now that I'm thinking about it, when we lost, I feel like I forgot to touch the leprechaun's foot. So maybe that's why.
When we lost to Megan and Etta, we did not touch the leprechaun's foot that day. So maybe that's why we lost. No, I'm But yeah, lots of good memories there. And then also we took a trip to Pop Stroke, which is an elevated mini golf experience in Scottsdale. Maggie, how was that?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, we have nothing like that in California, so whenever we travel, it's fun to do stuff that's unique to the different places we're at.
Yes, Maggie, I mean, you're a pretty good golfer. I don't know if everyone knows that you're the league champion from high school. You were pretty good, so you should have gone pro in golf too.
No. I prefer pickleball.
Yes, pickleball is the best, but lots of fun activities in Arizona, and I can't wait to go back there soon. Yeah, so Pop Stroke was super fun, and also in our free time, we definitely watch a lot of our reality TV shows. We watch Survivor, The Amazing Race. Maggie, what other reality shows are you watching?
I was watching Love is Blind,
Ooh.
But I am not caught up on the recent episodes. I think they just had the weddings and everything where they decide if they're gonna get married or break up. So I was definitely invested in this season.
Yes, it was a good season. We love our reality TV. We even got to play some pickleball games with Tyson Apostle, a winner of Survivor, which for us is like a dream come true because we're just such Survivor nerds. So Maggie, was that fun?
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I mean, Tyson's also super funny, so it was hilarious. We got some good games and good videos that are funny to watch.
Yes, yes. So Maggie, also this past month, you played with a pretty famous person in the influencer world. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I went to go play with David Dobrik in LA. It was super cool. He has a really nice house and a nice pickleball court in his backyard. And I mean, he's a pretty good player, really good at singles, and it was fun. It was a cool experience.
That sounds fun. Hopefully I get the invite next time because I want to go. And I also played with a pretty cool person, James Valentine from Maroon 5. And he is pretty good, you guys. So look out for him on the singles court because we played a few weeks ago and he is playing the right way, coming to the net, has great volleys. And I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with someday. So look out for these celebrities. We are going to the BNP Paribas this week. We love going to this tennis tournament every year because it's in the desert and it's always fun to watch the tennis pros play. Maggie, do you like going to the desert too?
I love going to the BNP Paribas. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love watching tennis. I just think it's so fast-paced and everyone is so athletic and good and it's just really entertaining to watch. But I especially like watching the doubles also. Yeah. And we always like to go earlier in the tournament because we can sit on the outer courts and get really up close and see some of the best players in the world. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love going to Indian Wells. And even our friend Alex Mickelson, shout out Alex, who is now ranked 80th on the tour, is playing in the tournament. He took a tough loss to Tommy Paul, but how cool it is to see a fellow Orange County tennis friend from junior tennis playing on the pro tour and having all this success. I feel like it was just yesterday we were all training on our little two-court facility here in Mission Viejo with Coach Nash. Maggie, you remember those days of playing with Alex?
Yeah, I mean, probably you more than I did, but yeah, he's super good now, so congrats to him and all of his success.
Yes, go Alex. So now we're going to jump into a couple topics of the day, and the first is going to be eye protection. This has been a very hot topic in pickleball. Should pros be wearing eye protection on the court? We definitely think yes, but Maggie, why do you like wearing your Raya eyewear?
I mean, well, Raya is the best, but I think I like wearing it for two reasons. One, like you said, for the eye protection. I mean, we've been wearing eye protection for a while now, so we've had the chance to get used to what it feels like and looks like when you're playing with glasses. But I think since the game is getting so fast and there are so many fluky things that can happen just to be safe. But also, with the sun, I have sensitive eyes looking into the sun. So yes, the blue eyes. But I'm also prone to getting headaches and different things. So the sunglasses help with just the brightness. So I think there are a lot of positives to it. But obviously, it's up to your own opinion if you want to wear them or not.
Yeah, we wear our eyewear during the day and at night. We always have it in our matches on the tour. And yeah, like Maggie said, we've been wearing it pretty much since we went pro. And I think for me, it is having that confidence at the kitchen line in a fast hands battle. Because I'm wearing my glasses, I'm not as scared if like a player like James Ignatowicz or Thomas Wilson, who hits the ball so hard, is you know, right in front of me because I feel confident with my eye protection that I can be a warrior at the net. So definitely recommend getting some eye protection for your pickleball games. So Maggie, I want to talk to you a little bit about what paddle you're currently using and tell us a little bit more about that.
I use the Selkirk Labs 002 paddle. I've been using that one for a while now. That one has been my favorite, even with all their new paddles, which are also awesome. But yeah. I've stuck with the 002. I just think for my game, we're already pretty defensive, soft players. So I especially need to add the power, and that one just offers the most pop to my game. So I like it. And I feel like after I've used it for a while and gotten used to it, I'm still able to have control as well.
Yeah, the 002 is an awesome paddle. And as you can see behind me, we've also been trying the Vanguard Control paddle, which is newer for Selkirk. And we really like it. It's definitely more of a control paddle versus the 002 has a lot more pop, but both can be used for, you know, various reasons on the pickleball court. Both are great paddles. So go on Selkirk.com and get the best paddles out there today. And if you're going to get the paddles, you can use my code ADV-MaryB. Or Maggie, what's your code?
ADV-MaggieB.
So pick whatever sister you like better and use their code to get your paddle. Another topic I want to talk about today is line calling and more officials on the court. And I really want to commend the PPA Tour for making this more of a thing. In Mesa, I had additional officials for a couple of my big singles matches. And I know in Minnesota, they also had more officials on the court for some of those singles matches. And I think this is a crucial part for the pro game because the referee is watching the feet. And so when you're playing singles, you're on the run. It's super difficult to call your own line. So to have another official there to kind of be able to help you out in those situations is super important. So we are really thankful that the PPA Tour is doing a lot for this. And Maggie, have you had any experiences with, you know, line calling where you feel like there need to be more officials?
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, it's just getting it right. Like, I hope no one is trying to cheat, but you want to just make sure that you're making the right call and that, you know, if it's out, it's called out, because we tend to give people calls sometimes, which is to our detriment, or if the ball is in, like, to make sure that it gets called in. And, you know, if you don't see it, then the ball is in. Like, that's how my opinion is. Yeah. If you can't see the ball and you can't make the call, it should just be called in, whereas sometimes those balls are called out. So it's just making sure that, yeah, the call is correct. And, yeah, also, like you said, shout out to the PPA Tour that they have brought out some extra officials that makes it less stressful. Also for people like us who are worried about calling good lines and we don't want to be, you know, making the wrong call. Like, we're not doing it on purpose, but
correct.
Yeah.
Lots of exciting things happening in the pickleball world, including the upcoming schedule of events on the PPA Tour schedule. I am going to Austin this week, and Maggie's not going, but I'm super excited to play singles and team up with Jaume Martinez-Vick in mixed doubles. This is a new partnership, and we have a couple tournaments together, so I'm really looking forward to building this partnership. And I know we're going to bring the energy and have lots of fun. He was actually out here in OC to train with us this past week, and I feel like that's really important for partnerships moving forward. You know, we just had Vivian on the podcast who talked about how important it is that she and Thomas are really good friends and practice together all the time. Maggie, don't you feel like we benefit from practicing together, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate the fact that we get to play together all the time, get better together. So super excited to debut that new partnership. But Maggie and I have a lot of events coming up in April. We go to North Carolina, then we go to Houston, and then Los Cab. We have the PPA coming to our home courts. Woo! So excited. Maggie, everyone needs to come to the Los Cab tournament in April. What are three restaurants or food places that you feel like pickleball players traveling into OC need to go to while they're here?
I would say first, there's this place called the Taco Stand. We love tacos, and their tacos are just so good. They recently opened a new one by our house, but there's one kind of by Los Cab. So the Taco Stand, number one. A second one would be Board and Brew. That is a sandwich place. Sandwiches and salads. It's fast. The Taco Stand is also kind of fast. And then for a restaurant, I don't know, a restaurant. What do you have any?
I mean, my go-to is obviously the Cheesecake Factory, but that's everywhere. So maybe try to mix it up. But another food place that we go to all of the time because it's super healthy and affordable is Urban Plates. We love Urban Plates. And there is one 10 minutes from Los Cab. So we hope everyone makes it to that tournament. We have so many courts, good vibes, and just it's going to be a great weekend. And you even have the beach near you. So everyone needs to come to the PPA event at Los Cab. After the Los Cab tournament, there is the Red Rock tournament in St. George to close out the month of April. Maggie and I are super excited for a month full of tournaments. And yeah, Maggie, what are you going to be training in the next month for our tournaments?
I think I love to drill, so just keep drilling, keep building consistency and working on new shots, building the confidence on some shots that I maybe like to use in practice but am nervous to use in tournaments. So I'm looking forward to this next month, and I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Maggie, so much for coming on the Merry-Go-Round podcast this morning. And thank you to everyone who watched this episode. Maggie, where can people find you on social media?
MaggieBrasha.pickleball on Instagram.
Yes, and you can find me at MaryBrasha.pickleball on Instagram. We are hoping to have more instructional content coming out for you guys soon. So please comment below if you have any suggestions on a video that you would like to see from us. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye!